New Jersey is hoping to help local news endeavors in a time when community coverage is in decline across the country. The effort to set aside $5 million for the Civic Information Consortium in the state budget was spearheaded by the nonprofit Free Press Action Fund. Joining me is the state director for Free Press Action Fund, Mike Rispoli. Mike, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks so much for having me.
As a former journalist, you certainly know the need, but how were you able to garner public and political support for the effort?
Since 2015, Free Press has been working in communities all around New Jersey, listening to residents and their concerns about local news coverage, in particular in underserved communities where a local news outlet used to be there, or lots of journalists were covering that community but have since gone away. So over the course of those 3 years, we were able to build deep relationships with members of the public, talking about the value of local news, talking about the need to create a new infrastructure for local media. And so when we began this campaign, the public responded in a really positive way. And I think that was because they feel very deeply the loss of local news, with thousands of reporters that have been laid off, dozens of newsrooms that have closed down over the past decade. There are many communities around the state that get little to no coverage, and that's not just bad for journalism, that's bad for the civic health of our communities. Studies have shown what happens when local news disappears or is deficient. Fewer people run for public office, fewer people vote, fewer people volunteer. Civic participation drops. And we've also seen studies that have shown that, especially in investigative reporting, for every dollar that's spent in news production, hundreds of dollars are produced in the public's benefit. So when we're talking about supporting local news in New Jersey, it's not just about supporting the journalism industry. It's really about supporting the civic health of our communities. And I think people responded in a positive way to this campaign because they want to be able to get basic information about where they live. They want to know what's happening in their schools, at their local city council meetings, so that they can better participate in their community.
How did that clamor translate into political support?
Well, we worked very closely with the majority leaders in the Senate and the Assembly, Senator Loretta Weinberg and Assemblyman Lou Greenwald. They were champions of this bill from the start. But we worked in communities all around the state to contact their local lawmakers to tell them about what the loss in local news coverage has meant to them and to their community.
And so how is the Civic Information Consortium structured?
The Civic Information Consortium will be made up of a 15-member bipartisan board made up of state appointees, representatives from universities, and representatives from communities in New Jersey, as well as the media and technology sector. And there will be an independent staff, an executive director and program officers, and they will oversee a public charity which will take that initial $5 million and invest it into innovative ideas when it comes to news and information around the state, as well as investing in quality, trustworthy journalism outlets that are already out there to strengthen their coverage.
To what extent is there concern that among the 15-member board are four appointees, two from the governor and two from the legislature, and with that, the potential for government interference?
Often, when we were out in communities, that was almost the number one question we got from the public, and it is a concern, and I appreciate the skepticism. So we try to address that in crafting this legislation. Number one, the board size is meant to counteract any political appointees having undue influence in making decisions about who gets grants. So that's why there's university representatives as well as representatives from communities and the media and technology sector. Number two, there are clauses in the bill that prohibit either state government or universities from affecting or influencing the type of coverage that would be generated by those who receive grants. And I think the third thing I would say is there's already a precedent for governments investing in media, and that's public media. So we've already seen that governments do invest in media, in journalism, and it produces great independent journalism. And we believe that this is a reimagining of what public interest media can look like.
Thank you so much for joining us to explain the endeavor on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks.
State Director for Free Press Action Fund, Mike Rispoli on Newsworks tonight.